Come along, R2.
My father tried to teach me human emotions. They are difficult.
What are your prime directives?
Serve the public trust, protect the innocent, uphold the law.
I'm pleased to meet you, Ava.
I'm pleased to meet you, too.
What is my purpose?
You pass butter.
Oh, my God.
So much artificial intelligence in the movies, right? That's getting us in the mood. For Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and the takeaway here to do this week's movies. Hi, Rafer.
Hello, Todd.
I am so excited for this AI theme because Blade Runner is coming out. I've had my tickets for 2 weeks. I'm freaking out. We're going to talk about Blade Runner, of course. We're also going to talk about the new film, The Mountain Between Us, from Hani Abu Assad. I've got a little bit of trivia for you. This is Blade Runner trivia. You ready, Rafer?
I'm ready.
Let's go back to Ridley Scott. Let's go back to 1982, and you're going to name this actor.
All those moments will be lost in time, like tears.
Moments lost in time, like tears in the rain. Don't answer yet, Rafer. If you know the answer, takeaway listeners, you can reach me on Twitter. We'll get to Blade Runner in a second, but let's start, Rafer, with The Mountain Between Us. This is Idris Elba, Kate Winslet, Beau Bridges. This is a disaster film, a horrible plane crash. Listen.
There has to be a way down.
No, we just got to go back and find another way.
I think if we follow Alex, this path.
We're not doing that. We follow that path and we die.
The choice points that are at the center of every real survival movie.
That's right. Idris Elba plays a button-down doctor. Kate Winslet is a photojournalist. They're trying to make it across the Utah mountains to safety after their plane has crashed. Like you said, it's a romance. It's kind of a wilderness travel romance, I suppose. It's very silly, a little preposterous. You know, these are two great actors. They're great to look at. They're fun. They're smart. And I have to say, I can see this being a guilty pleasure for a lot of people this weekend.
All right, that is The Mountain Between Us. But Rafer, the pleasure this weekend for me, and as I've said, I've had my tickets for weeks, is Blade Runner 2049. Ridley Scott is back, so is Harrison Ford. Ryan Gosling is the new Blade Runner, and Jared Leto is in this as well. Here's a clip.
The nickel is for the colonial ships, closest any of them or any of us is going to get to that grand life off-world.
Rafer, Blade Runner 1982 did so much to define the idea of the future of AI. I'm hoping that Blade Runner 2049 defines a new reality of AI since it's getting a lot closer for us.
Right. It's really hard to overstate, as you said, the impact of Blade Runner, the entire look of that metropolitan Los Angeles / Tokyo, the fog, the acid rain, the multiple languages, and then, of course, this idea of artificial intelligence that we've created, and what do we do with it, and what does that say about our humanity? I'm skeptical about the Blade Runner sequel. Unlike you, I've been looking forward to this with a little bit of dread. Mm. To me, the idea of Blade Runner 2 is a little bit like Citizen Kane 2. I feel like don't go there. However, as you said, Ryan Gosling is great as Kay, a new cop hunting these replicants, hunting these artificial intelligent life forms. I'm not sure it rings as emotionally powerful as the first one did to me, but this is not what I would call a disappointment. This movie looks amazing. It feels great. The soundtrack by Hans Zimmer is amazing. So I would say, Todd, you are not going to be disappointed.
I've been hopeful that Blade Runner 2049 will help define the concept of the ethical struggles over AI for us now. Does it achieve that?
I can't address that too much without spoiling a little bit too much about the mystery that is at the center of this film that, if you've seen the original movie, takes that dilemma one step further in terms of have we played God too far and where do we have to say this is life that deserves to be treated with humanity and respect, or is this a creation of ours that we can do with as we will? Again, don't want to spoil too much, but I think you're going to be very intrigued by what happens.
Well, I can't wait. Like I said, my weekend plans are set. All right, let's do trivia before we go. Rafer, I had played you this clip from Blade Runner 1982.
Tears in rain.
That is a replicant, Rafer. What's his name in real life?
His real name in the movie is Roy Batty, and I think his real name in real life is Rutger Hauer.
You got them both right. Rafer hits the Blade Runner trivia. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and for us here at The Takeaway. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Don.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering print and marketing solutions for businesses, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, signage, and more. More details at Staples stores or staples.com/copy and print. Staples, it's pro time. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.